winners at random for you to go see this Jimmy Buffett tribute, which is going to be such a great show. This band has been on WGN, they've been on NBC, and they're going to play all of your Buffett favorites. So you definitely don't want to miss out on that. Also coming up this weekend, as we move ahead to Saturday, Sauk Prairie Easter Bunny meet and greet is going to take place. This is brought to you by Brunker Realty Group. This is going to take place at their offices at 525 Water Street, and it's going to be from 10 until noon. They're going to be accepting free will offerings of cash or canned food as well, so that they can be donated to Beyond Blessed Food Pantry. So a great opportunity for you to help out, and for, of course, the kids to meet the Easter Bunny. We also have live music this weekend at a few different places, including Julian Kozak, who's going to be at Broken Bottle Winery on Saturday from 1:30 until 4:30. Of course, they're just outside of Baraboo, next to the big antique mall. You've also got Mark Lemire, who's going to be at Balanced Rock Winery on Saturday from 3 until 5:30. So a couple of opportunities to sit back with some great drinks and enjoy some music. There you are. Hello. How are you?
I stepped away for a second and missed my intro.
Oh, no. That's okay. I was running a little behind. So I just kind of picked up. We've gone through Jimmy Buffett at the Legacy Dinner Theater on Friday night. I know that's going to be a great show. Reminded everybody they can win tickets from us later today over on our Facebook page. We've talked about the Easter Bunny. We talked a little bit about the live music this weekend at Broken Bottle and at Balanced Rock, and I'm going to let you pick it up from there. So what else do we have going on this weekend?
Wonderful. Yeah, you're right. We've got a busy slate of live music, but before we get back to the live music, this is one of my personal favorites for the weekend. We have the Great Glittersby Murder Mystery Dinner at Ringling House Bed and Breakfast. So Julie and Stu put these on periodically, where it's a murder mystery accompanied by a fine dinner at their historic locale. And as you might imagine from the title, this has got a little, Great Gatsby, Roaring Twenties sort of theme to it. That's going to take place Saturday from 5 until 9 p.m. It's $59. Of course, that includes dinner and one drink. And it's a good time. I did one of those last year, and it's great fun.
Sure. And I know a lot of people who have done them and say they have just so much fun, and it's just the perfect place to do something like that, right? Because you've got so much history with the Ringling Bed and Breakfast, and then you throw in a little murder mystery and dinner and some good company, and you're in for a treat. It's going to be a good time, I think, on Saturday night for sure. Now, what else do we have on our calendar here this morning, Ben?
Well, you already touched on the Jimmy Buffett show Friday night, but there's more happening at Legacy Dinner Theater. They're going to have Foreigner Forever, which I feel is like a tattoo I should get.
yes,
Foreigner
absolutely.
Forever, Saturday at 7 p.m. And as you might imagine, it's a tribute group dedicated to the 80s rock band, 7 p.m. And tickets for that show cost $40.
All right, so a great night of entertainment and all of your Foreigner favorites. I'm pretty sure that also screams a really good time on Saturday night. Now, we've got more live music, though, on this calendar. So what else do we have going on?
We certainly do. Let's take this show to Ho-Chunk Gaming.
Saturday night,
Daryl Worley will be performing 7 p.m. And, of course, folks may know some of his hits. I Miss My Friend, Awful Beautiful Life, Have You Forgotten. It's, he does kind of a Merle Haggard style.
Sure.
And that's going to take place starting at 7. Ho-Chunk, tickets are $30 to $40, depending on where you want to sit.
All right, so you can definitely check that out as well. And then the fun doesn't stop, because we have some more stuff happening on Sunday, right?
Stop.
I know, there's always stuff going on in Baraboo. So what do we have on the calendar for Sunday?
Nothing says fun like the flipping of flapjacks. Am I right?
It's going to be delicious over at the Baraboo High School on Saturday, Sunday morning, I should say.
So the Baraboo Kiwanis Club, full disclosure, I am a member. We are putting on our annual pancake breakfast Sunday from 8 until noon at Baraboo High School. This is an all-you-can-eat pancake breakfast, sausage, the whole deal, only $7 for adults, $3 for kids, and of course, that money supports all of Kiwanis' many philanthropic efforts in the community.
And you guys do a lot of amazing things. A lot of work with kids groups. Of course, we know about the River Walk and all of that. So you guys have done lots of good things over the last few years with the proceeds. Yeah. And let's face it, the food's delicious. Who doesn't want to wake up to pancake, sausage, and eggs that you don't have to cook and somebody else is doing it for you, right? So feed the entire family. It'll be a good time.
There's a lot of love in that room, Maddie.
Yeah, well, love for pancakes, love for people who are doing the cooking. Yes, absolutely. I can see that. Now, we do have another event on the calendar for Sunday, so tell us about this.
We sure do. Our friends at Baraboo Bluff Winery put on a birthday party once a month. It's time for the March birthday party. So if you show up between 1 and 4 and you have a birthday in March and you can prove it, or maybe they don't make you prove it, I don't even know, you can get a free glass of wine. And of course, we always like to give a little shout out to winemaker Fred and his ongoing effort to attempt music. There will be an attempt at live music on Sunday afternoon at Baraboo Bluff Winery.
I feel like we all just need to show up at some point to basically see Fred try music, right? Like, I feel like we all need to be out there. Just by the description alone, I feel like we need to be ready for this for some reason. But
I chatted with him at one of the Business After Five events and asked if he knew that this was how these events were being promoted. And not only was he aware, he was fine with it. He feels like this is a suitable description of his performance.
Well, it's good. Fred is a good sport about the whole thing, right? It's good. He's self-aware. We love that about Fred. Now, of course, if people want more information about these events, if they want to check out more events that are coming up in the next few weeks, maybe chamber members want to add their event, what's the best place to get all that information?
Yes, visit baraboo.com.
All right. It doesn't get much easier than that. So definitely check out that calendar of events. Ben, thank you so much for joining us. And we, of course, will talk to you next week. All right.
My pleasure. Apologies again for my tardiness.
Well, my apologies for running behind this morning. All of a sudden, I looked at the clock and I was like, we should already be talking about events in Baraboo. Sometimes that's just how the day goes. All right.
Thank you so much.
You too. You have a great weekend as well. Ben Bromley from the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce. And if you want more information about any of the events we talked about, if you want to check out events coming up in the next few weeks, you heard it from Ben, baraboo.com. Weekends Are Best brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
If you're getting mighty hungry, well, the best in the country is Pizza Ranch.
Hi, Mary here at the Baraboo Pizza Ranch. We have the Italian chopped salad on our salad bar. It has romaine, red peppers, black olives, pepperoni, shaved parmesan, old world pepperoni, and top it with our Italian herb dressing. It is so good. Come on in and try it.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden set to use his State of the Union address tonight to tout what his administration has done so far and to lay out a picture of the next 4 years. Here's ABC News Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce.
President Biden preparing to deliver perhaps his most important speech yet. As the general election kicks off, Biden making his case in his annual State of the Union address. He spent days preparing, huddling with his closest advisors at Camp David, rehearsing, fine-tuning his message up until the final moments.
A Hamas delegation leaving Cairo, where ceasefire talks had been going on. That means it's highly unlikely that a deal will be reached before Ramadan, which begins on Monday. Egyptian officials say the negotiations reached an impasse over Hamas's demand for a phased process, culminating in an end to the war. Alabama now has a new law protecting IVF providers from liability, signed by Governor Kay Ivey, the legislation stemming from a court ruling that equated frozen embryos and children. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
The combined reward in the case of a 3-year-old Wisconsin boy who vanished last month has risen to $25,000. A Manitowoc County Crime Stoppers reward for information leading to the location and return of Elijah Vu or the arrest and conviction of those responsible for his disappearance has risen to as much as $10,000. The Crime Stoppers reward is in addition to an FBI reward of up to $15,000 in the case. The boy was last seen February 20th at a residence in Two Rivers, where prosecutors said his mother had sent him to stay. Searches by police and residents have so far not located Elijah. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather. It's going to be another mild one today, partly cloudy. We'll get to 53 for a high this afternoon. Southeast wind at 5 to 15. Tonight, becoming cloudy with some scattered rain after midnight, 37. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain likely. We could get a quarter to a half inch, high of 45 with rain mixing with snow by Friday night into Saturday. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce is made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. It's wicked good. Grandpa's BBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 36.
99.7.
Your love, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. We had to play some Taylor Dayne, Finn. I mean, she's 62 years old today. She's making new music with New Kids on the Block. Kind of hoping like we see her out on the road at some point because she's still so, so awesome. Even if it's a guest appearance or on one of those like 80s rewind type tours or something like that. I mean, come on. The woman can still perform and she can still sing. So I'd love to see her do something
super
again.
Super talented lady and super nice lady too. So Yeah.
I haven't been able to tell my husband that yet that you actually got to meet her at one point in time. I'm sure there would be a whole lot of jealousy that ensued at that point.
Yeah, back then she was in Eau Claire for a show that was to raise awareness for breast cancer.
Okay.
And I got to interview her. And yeah, I mean,
she's awesome.
Just class act.
Yeah, I love Taylor Dane all the way around. So here's something a little less interesting. It's almost spring break season, and that means people in coastal areas are bracing for a whole lot of young, drunken debauchery about to hit them really pretty much head on. So Google Trends just released a map of the most searched spring break destinations by state, and Miami is number one for most of the country. 34 states actually have Miami as their top search. 7 more have Fort Lauderdale as their number one. 4 states are looking into South Padre Island, Texas, and 2 states are prioritizing Myrtle Beach this year. Now, 3 states had some unique picks. Idaho is searching Mexico's Puerto Vallarta. Utah is searching Mexico's Playa del Carmen. And Connecticut is searching Punta Cana in the Dominican Republic. Easy for me to say this morning.
Well, they could make those names a little easier,
just
couldn't
they?
Easier.
I mean, I can barely speak every day as it is. So now you're asking me to say hard stuff. A separate report analyzed the worst airports for spring break travel as well, because obviously you want your trip to go well. If you're sending your kids out on a spring break trip, you just hope for the best if you're a parent, right? Now, the reason they looked at the airports is because they wanted to know about, you know, delayed and canceled flights during this particular time. And maybe not coincidentally, they include some of the most popular domestic destinations. Fort Lauderdale is number one, followed by Las Vegas, Orlando, Baltimore, Chicago, Miami, Newark, Dallas, Denver, and New York City. The best airport for spring break travel is, are you ready for this? Because when I think of spring break, this is where I definitely think of going. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Yeah. So I guess if you and your bestie are planning to get lit in the Steel City this year, you are in luck. That's kind of interesting, though, right? I guess maybe some connecting flights through Pittsburgh, though. I've flown through Pittsburgh a few different times. It's not a metropolis of an airport. It's not horrible, but it wasn't. Like, you know, I don't know. I can't see it getting me very many places, but you know, whatever. Okay. You're probably not flying out of there for major air travel, but I think it's probably more of a connecting flight kind of thing. But
you would think, yeah.
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. There you go, people. Who would have known they had the best airport for spring break travel? Now, when it comes to the riskiest cities to visit for spring break, this is kind of a lofty list, okay? And this is something to consider if you hear the kids planning, mom and dad. We'll start at the bottom of the list. There were 20 of them. I won't read all of them, but San Diego, California came in at number 20. Then you have Pensacola Beach, Florida at 17. A lot of Florida cities. Miami and also Panama City Beach, some of the riskiest. Atlanta, Georgia at number 14. And then you have Fort Lauderdale at 12. Las Vegas at 11. Daytona Beach at number 10. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina at number 9. Maui, Hawaii at number 7. I don't know where these kids are going for spring break, but it was definitely not Maui, Hawaii when
exactly.
I was in college. Holy buckets. This is an interesting one. Are a lot of people going to Park City, Utah for spring break? I had no idea this was a thing because it's number 6 on the riskiest cities to travel for spring break.
Huh.
Now, are they maybe skiing instead of doing the sun-soaked beaches or something? Maybe.
No idea.
I don't remember the MTV parties in my day going to Park City, Utah. Mm-hmm. I remember them being in Florida. If you remember, do you remember those big parties that MTV used to have?
MTV
crazy.
Used to, yeah. They
it was
went
crazy.
Nuts with it.
I don't remember Park City, Utah, though. I don't remember that being a thing way back in the day. Anyway, South Beach, Miami comes in at number 5. Then you got Honolulu at number 4. Salt Lake City, Utah at number 3. What is happening here? New Orleans at number 2. And New York is number 1 as far as the riskiest city to go during spring break travel. So something to kind of think about if, you know, again, if you're a mom and dad and you hear the kids planning a little bit, maybe just something to keep in mind with them before they
we all worry
take
about
off.
That don't we I mean
oh yuck yeah. Yeah, Corey just chimed in. He's like, it's got to be skiing, right? Like if you're
it
going
to
Salt
be.
Lake or Salt Lake City or Park City, you're definitely doing some skiing at that point. Now I have to ask, because you've got older boys in the house, right? But did any of your kids ever do like a spring break travel trip? Did
no.
they ever go anywhere exotic? Okay,
not that I'm aware of.
Maybe they just didn't tell you, dad.
It could be. You know how sneaky they are about that stuff. Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
No, dodged a bullet with that one.
Whew. Yeah, we didn't go a whole lot of places either. We'd maybe do a little bit of travel, but primarily we just kind of stayed close to home, you know, and had some fun around home. And we were just so glad to be out of school, my friends and I, because we worked really hard and we studied constantly. So just the sheer fact of getting a few days off, that was really all we needed, quite honestly.
So you didn't go to Utah is what you're saying.
I did not go to Utah. No. Well, nobody wants to see me on skis. Let's just say that, because I'd still be trying to unwind myself off of a tree. And that's been years and years and years ago since I would have done any spring breaking.
You make yourself sound like Inspector Clouseau from the Pink Panther movies.
Oh, that, you just asked my husband how clumsy I actually am. He has seen it in full force. Skiing is one of those things where, like, anything that deals with winter weather, I am not good at. And I don't know if it's the slippery conditions. I mean, I can't ice skate. I cannot ski. I've tried these things before. None of them went well. Sledding was about the only thing I could do as a kid, but that's just because somebody just winged me down a hill and then I had to walk back up. And even that got a little treacherous sometimes. Winter activities are not my thing. They're just not my thing. I've thought a lot about like doing the snowshoeing thing. I always thought that sounded fun. Maybe some cross-country skiing. And then I remember the fact that I am not good with winter activities. So I just skip it all the way around.
We've done the snowshoe thing a couple of times.
Is it fun? Because it looks fun. I just don't know if I have enough mental capacity and physical like gifts to actually make it happen all at the same time. Is it a fun thing to do, though?
It's like eating, you know, crab legs, really. I mean, it's a lot of work. I mean, why not just not, you know?
Like walk. You might as well trudge through the snow, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's an experience. It's cool. I mean, you got snowshoes on.
Sure. So there's that, because not everybody gets to say they wear those at any time in the world. But
it's been years since I've been skiing. But snowmobiling, have you done that?
We did that when I was really, really little, so I didn't have much to do with it. Obviously, I was just a passenger, because I'm talking like maybe 3-4 years old, maybe even a little bit younger than that. So obviously, it was just riding around with whoever had me on their seat with them. Probably my dad would have been my guess, but no, it's been a really long time since I've done that. I also don't like to be cold, so that kind of deters me from any winter activities as well. You know, and then I also find it just obnoxious, right? Because I know there's a ton of people who love winter activities, and that is so awesome for you. I find it obnoxious because by the time I get dressed enough to actually not be cold, then I can't move. Like, my arms are stiff, my legs are stiff. Nobody can naturally move when they're layered that much, right? So I just, I find it...
I can't put my arms down.
Right? I feel like Ralphie's little brother from A Christmas Story. I do not love winter activities. There's just a lot that goes into them. I know
I realize it wasn't a winter activity, but you used to ride in the sidecar of your dad's cycle. I mean, I would think you would have a little bit more of an adventurous spirit.
I do if it's not winter. Like, I do if it's not winter stuff. I'm cool if it's not the winter stuff. No, my dad, he did. He had the sidecar. And again, though, I was really, really little, and that was a family thing. And so I had my little sidecar with my helmet. Usually my dollies were in the nose of it. I had some Barbies in there, some games. Like, my mom had it all packed with blankies and pillows because I was small enough that if I got tired, I could literally stretch out and lay down in it with my head on my seat. And so she always had pillows in there. She had blankies in there for me. And then if we were just riding around town, there was also room in there for our puppy to be in there with me, like our actual
dog.
You had
it all going on.
I did.
Barbie didn't need her camper. Nope. She just needed to be in the sidecar with you.
She just needed that. Yeah. Yep. And I had all sorts of stuff crammed away in that thing. It was like my own little capsule or something, because essentially it looked like a little capsule. So it was just my own little capsule that I got to hang out in. Had its little windshield. I always had my little helmet on. So no, I got to hang out my sidecar.
Do you have photos from those days?
Oh yeah, my mom has tons of photos, tons of them. In fact, a couple of fun stories. So I was born in October, right? And so the year that my mom was pregnant with me, they may have gone out to Sturgis. I don't remember if they did or not. I think they did. There's a picture of my mom very pregnant with me walking around at a campground. So they went out that year before I was born. They skipped to the next year because I was little, but then they went the following year. And the best part about this
is... Was this the Motley Crue show?
Nope. I ran into them way later in life.
Okay.
But this is, so I'm like almost two, right? My mom was potty training me. So my parents would leave really, really late at night so that I would sleep. And it was so cold on the way out there that they had to take like socks out of my dad's suitcase and stuff and like put on me because it was so cold traveling that night that they decided to leave, because that's South Dakota for you, especially you get closer to the Black Hills. And so they did that. But then I was potty training, so they literally had to stop like every hour and a half and wake me up to take me into gas stations to go potty. And then by the time they got out there, they of course were exhausted, as all parents would be in that case, but I was wide awake, so they just kind of kept going. So that was story number one. And then when I was probably about 4 or 5 years old, there weren't a lot of kids going out to Sturgis, right? My parents were not the party ruckus kind of people. My dad just really loved to go out and look at the bikes, and it was kind of a vacation for us. We had family with home out there, so we usually got to stay there, and we just always had a good time. And we do like bear country, and we would do like all of the Black Hills kind of tourist places and all that kind of stuff, right? So we had a lot of fun as a family. But one year I was sitting, it was nighttime, and I was sitting on the back of the motorcycle, and Sturgis, the actual rally itself, puts out their own newspaper every year. A lot of people don't know that.
It's a huge event.
It's a huge event. I don't know if they still do the newspaper or not, but I made the front page of the actual Sturgis Rally newspaper for that particular day, which I know my mom still has. I had the little Harley t-shirts. The best part is I would wear my little Harley t-shirts, right? Because I had a bunch of them, and I had a little belt, and my mom would tuck it in, and then I would carry my little puppy purse with me, because I had a puppy purse, and I was a girly girl. And people would still come up to me and they'd be like, oh, what a cute little boy. Why, I'm carrying my puppy purse, people. Be more observant. And so I would have my little puppy purse, and then my mom would always laugh because I'd look at him and I'd say, I'm not a boy, I a grill. So yes, I was a Sturgis kid. Yeah, I was out there a lot. And like
Motorcycle
I said,
Maddie.
Yeah, wow. My mom and dad weren't party people at all, but my dad loved bikes. We'd spend a lot of time just walking around looking at the different motorcycles and getting ideas for his own and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then at the time, there weren't quite as many restrictions on what you could and could not do with the bike. So you could do a lot of burnouts and things as people were leaving town. But they don't allow that anymore. They crack down on that pretty hard. So, you know, that's always fun. So people would get applause. The better the burnout, the more the crowd would cheer. So people really drew on that. So we would just sit down there and watch that. Then, of course, we'd go back to the motel if we happened to be staying there, or to a family member's cabin.
Whole thing.
Yeah, it was.
Well, Sturgis,
it was like
it's a huge thing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, it was super fun. And then you mentioned Motley Crue. It was a few years later. Gosh, I don't even know how old I was. 8, 9 years old, maybe. Maybe even a little older than that. I can't remember. But we were just walking around one day. We were down in, you know, like the t-shirt shops and all of that kind of stuff. Because essentially, if you've never been to Sturgis, or if you have, you'll know this. Most of the local businesses just vacate during Sturgis. And a lot of the shops will rent out their space to vendors coming in, because they make big money. Those local shops make big money by renting out their space to local vendors coming in for the Sturgis bike rally, right? Some mm-hmm. of them will try to stay open, but honestly, the town is so consumed with people that it is virtually impossible. So you get a lot more street vendors, a lot more street foods, delicious stuff. Some of the restaurants will try to stay open, but most people who live in Sturgis for full-time living vacate the town. That's when they take their vacations, is during the rally, just because it's so insane, right? It makes sense, you know?
It makes sense, totally.
It makes total sense. So we were just walking around at one of the t-shirt vendors, and some places have permanent shops that are only open. They bought space in Sturgis, so they're only open during the bike rally. Then they shutter them, and they don't come back for a year when they reopen them at Sturgis. It's just kind of crazy how the business atmosphere is out there. But we were just walking around, and all of a sudden, I was looking at t-shirts, and these two really tall dudes, like big hair, you know, the glam rock makeup and all of that, are standing there, and they're talking to me, and I realized shortly after they walked away that it was Motley Crue members who were going to be performing at the Buffalo Chips campground later that night. Now, Buffalo Chips is not where you take the kids.
Well, a Motley Crue show is not where you take the kids.
The kids. If you remember Steven Tyler falling from the Buffalo Chips stage a few years ago when he was performing at Sturgis, that was the same type of stage. Yeah, he that was a big story because he literally just misplaced where the stage was as he was walking and doing his thing with Aerosmith, and he literally fell off the stage and broke a leg. It was actually kind of bad. But yeah, same campground that you heard about when that happened to Steven Tyler a few years ago. But yeah, that's not where you take the kids. That's that's not where the fam goes to hang out when you're at Sturgis. And unfortunately, most of Sturgis has become like that. There's a large portion of it that, you know, the fam doesn't really go out to, but there's more kids that go with family now than there were years and years ago. So trend setting, that's what my parents did. They were trendsetters.
And there's you all along for the ride, Mad Max Motorcycle Maddie. That's what I'm going to call you now.
I had my little black helmet, and my dad made sure because I didn't
puppy
like
purse.
I had my puppy purse. I did, and it was we did. We always had a good time out there. So we'd plan and we'd strategically go to different places every year. I remember if one year we went out to what was considered SeaWorld, and you could take pictures with real sea lions, and I was doing great until the thing touched me. And then the photo of me with my dad holding me because I was screaming my head off. It's just the biggest pout you've ever seen. And like, I was terrified of the seal. He was the coolest seal ever. He did all sorts of tricks. All he wanted to do was shake flippers, and I was terrified of him. So my dad had to get in the photo with me. I think I was about three at that point in time. So,
oh, the price you pay.
Right. No, we always had a good time. So, yeah, Sturgis was where it was at, people, every single summer for us. But no, that's as adventurous as I get. And maybe in the summer, a little bit more adventurous. You put me on a pair of skis, though, and I'm going to tell you, no way. It's not happening,
Finn. It's not going to work.
It's not happening. Taking a look at your forecast right now. It's going to be beautiful today. Partly cloudy with a high near 53. Cloudy tonight with some rain after midnight down to 37. Cloudy with rain likely tomorrow. There's a bit of a pattern here for the next couple of days. 45 for a high is all tomorrow. Rain can mix with some snow tomorrow night into Saturday. Right now, it's 36.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center's Health for You is a program designed to help qualified individuals derail the onset of serious illnesses. With Health for You, RAMC will help you achieve weight loss, add physical activity into your life, manage stress, and improve important blood markers, and help you stay motivated to become a healthier you. Health for You may be covered by your insurance. The next program starts soon. Take control of your health. Contact Reedsburg Area Medical Center at 768-6243. AMCHealth.com.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
Imagine you're trying to escape from a secluded cabin, or being trusted with government secrets, or you need to locate an important dignitary for a special event. This isn't a TV show. No, it's Elusive Escape Rooms. Can you count on your friends and family to help you make your great escape? Call 608-678-2388 or find us online at elusiveescaperooms.com. And mention promo code MAXFM to save on your next adventure. Located across from Noah's Ark on Wisconsin Dells Parkway in Wisconsin Dells, Elusive Escape Rooms, the best escape you'll ever attempt to make.
Put a frog in boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As veterans, we tell ourselves the lie that we can handle anything. We let the water boil. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Baraboo's favorite, 99.7
FM. It's 8:33 right now. 38 special caught up in you. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM.
Yeah.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:37 right now. And Finn, this information just came to me, and I am very excited. And I think I knew it, but I got to pass it along. So the 65th anniversary season of Circus World officially gets underway on Monday, March 18th. Of course, that's when the inside exhibits open up for people to check out. And then the Big Top Show will resume later in the spring into the summer months. So yes, if you're excited about another season at Circus World, March 18th is when they're going to open up for the inside show. It's very cool. Exciting. Yeah. I know. That's our little clue, too, that winter is like almost over. As soon as we start seeing things like Circus World open back up to the public, that's always a good sign, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know,
but did we have a winter? Wait a second.
We did for like
that
a week.
Yeah.
Yes, for like 1 week. Right. I'm okay with that. I'm all right with that.
So Circus World could actually open up like right now, and
they could
have opened up like last month and we would have been fine,
right? That would have been awesome. That would have been awesome to see Big Top shows this time of year. Yeah. But I know there's a lot of work that's going on. I know it's going to be another spectacular season over there, which you're going to hear more about over the next few weeks. But at least we can get into the inside exhibits and see what they got new for us this year over at Circus World. Now, it's very appropriate that they're opening on March 18th because the first day of spring happens to be on March 19th. And when it comes to all of our spring cleaning, because let's face it, a lot of us like to get in there and do a deep clean after being cooped up over the winter months. People in Wyoming and Vermont might have the deepest, hardest cleans in front of them. In fact, there was a spring cleaning study that looked at how much time people in all 50 states spend cleaning their homes on an average day. So which states stay on top of it throughout the year and which ones are basically letting the grime just build upon grime? Yeah, that's a nice thing to think about. The national average is 34 minutes of cleaning and other housework each day. People in Alaska actually rank first at 50 minutes. Rhode Island is next at 47, then Idaho at 42, and Delaware at 41. Wyoming and Vermont, though, they both ranked last at just 25 minutes of housework each and every day. They either have a better work-life balance, they don't care as much, or they're okay with living in dirt. It's okay.
Who knows?
I mean, we're not going to judge. They also looked at what all the cleaning would cost if you were being paid to do it. And on average, it's about $7,000 a year. In fact, just about $7,200 a year if you're paying somebody else to do all that cleaning. Not all of it would be paid out equally, though, because they also found that women are cleaning a lot more than men. The average guy only does 19 minutes of housework a day. I know, shocker right? We needed a survey for this. Yeah. The average guy only does 19 minutes of housework a day compared to 49 minutes for the ladies. That translates to just over $3,900 of housework done by men each year compared to $10,340 for women each year. The good news is things are starting to even out, even if it is slowly. 20 years ago, the average was 58 minutes a day for women and just 14 minutes a day for men. Now, I found this to be very fascinating. And of course, I wanted to see where some of the states, you know, including Wisconsin or the ones around us, rank.
Yeah.
So it turns out that here in Wisconsin, we're actually cleaning the sixth most out of the country. We came in at number six on this particular list.
It's not too bad, right?
Right. I mean, we're spending, we like clean homes here in Wisconsin. That's what that tells me. Now, when you look at some of the states around us, Michigan and Minnesota came in at number 19 and 20, respectively. In Illinois, they have much better, apparently, lives than we do, or they just don't care as much, because they came in at number 33, and in Iowa, they came in at number 38 for how much time they're actually spending cleaning their home. So, you know, we've got maybe cleaner homes here in Wisconsin. Yeah. That's fine.
But we knew that, though, didn't we?
Right? Right? I mean, somebody's got to be doing the cleaning. We've got to be, somebody's got to be doing the heavy lifting. But
shocker, the ladies are doing more of it than the men are.
Mm-hmm. That's right. It's an interesting survey, though, to see how we're actually cleaning and which states care more than others. That's what I found most interesting about the whole thing. And I wonder why that is. I wonder why some states care more than others do. I mean, maybe because I've been to Iowa, I've been to Illinois. There's plenty of dust and things to go around that you would also need to clean up in your home. But turns out they're just better at living with it than we are here in Wisconsin. I don't know. It's kind of weird, right? But it is fascinating. So get the vacuums ready. Get the carpet shampooers ready because it is spring cleaning season.
Is this stuff that you actually qualify as spring cleaning? Because, I mean, you're pretty much, you're on the
stuff all the time.
Yeah, you're in the war. war zone every day cleaning.
Other than doing our closets periodically, I don't know if I ever need to do any major cleaning. I mean, I say that and then I look around the house and I'm like, oh boy, that really needs to be taken care of. But I mean, I do. I vacuum basically 4 times a week. So the carpets are always in pretty good shape. Most of that is because there's Aspie glitter everywhere.
Right.
I mean, you know, I dust at least once a week, and at least twice a month, that includes getting out the Swiffer and doing like the baseboards and stuff like that. But again, that's Aspen hair, right? You guys live with that. When you have dogs too, or pets in general, I think it changes how you perceive just general cleaning. At least it does for me, because obviously there's more glitter around and little tufts that need to get picked up and things. So I spend a little bit more. I spend more time doing that. Now, when it comes to basically like Dexter's room, though, that could use a spring cleaning. I was in there the other day, and not that it's dirty. The kid just doesn't put away his clothes. Like, I don't know what it, like, he has a shelf. He has a closet. It's perfectly organized. Apparently, he just doesn't know how it works. I'm not really sure what's going on. I was like, dude, could we please pick up the pile of clothes? So there is that aspect of it. But, you know, I think that's just teenager too.
Yeah,
so
we don't want to stereotype, but that seems like classic teenager.
Yeah. I wasn't allowed to have a room that looked like that. My mama would have killed me. Mm-hmm. No, my mama would have killed me. And with Dexter, I mean, I would like to kill him. I preach about it. I'm like, could we please clean this up? But then it just doesn't get done. And finally, I just lose my mind. And one day I yell at him about it, and then it gets done. So this is kind of the sick cycle that we're in. Is that the worst of it, though?
Is not picking up his clothes?
Yeah. No, he's pretty good. He's pretty good about like bringing dirty dishes out. He's pretty good about making sure that, you know, garbage gets thrown away. Sometimes I go in there, I can tell in a week when we've been busy or he doesn't really care, because I'll look at his desk and I'll be like, dude, seriously, like gum wrappers, could we please, you know? And he's also very mindful, because he knows Aspen picks up everything. He knows that she will jump up, she'll try to grab stuff. Last night he had a gum wrapper out and she was trying to, you know, chew it down like she thought it was gum or something in it. So, you know, he's pretty mindful about those things. So he tries to make sure that things are tidy so she can't pick things up, because I'm telling you, if anything ever happened to that dog, he would be distraught. He would be totally distraught. He loves her with all of his little heart. So, yeah. So he's very mindful of those things, but he does okay. I mean, he does all right, but the clothes are a big issue. Now, I will say this. I don't know how Max's apartment always looks. There are times when I will get told, if he knows we're coming over, just don't come up.
Because he's in the midst of cleaning and picking everything up.
I'm hoping that's what it is. I'm hoping that's what's going on. But, you know, I think it's helped. We've got him more recyclable paper plates and things like that, so he can actually not have as many dishes, because I think that's his biggest thing, where he eats late and then he doesn't feel like cleaning up, and then it just kind of keeps piling on top of itself. So he's actually said to us, though, a few times, or he'll say to us, don't look at my apartment. I haven't had a chance to clean it, which, you know, he does a pretty good job, I think. But, you know, typical kid stuff. Plus, he's in college. He's busy. He's not always there to get it done. Yeah. You know, it's not like where I'm hanging out at home all day and I can figure out how to get stuff cleaned up. And some days, you know what? I'm going to be honest. I'm at home and I'm like, you know what? Forget it. I'm not doing this till tomorrow.
Yeah. And some people are pickier than others. You know,
my mom was that person. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I remember, and I'm going to throw her under the bus and she's going to be so upset with me right now. She's listening. But I remember during summer vacations, because her house was always just perfectly clean. Immaculate. It was always, like you could have literally, you know, the old saying, you could eat off the floor. Oh, yeah. Didn't matter. We had dogs. Didn't matter. You could still do it. But I mean, during summer vacation, we spent at least 2 or 3 days every week cleaning. Like that's what we did, because she couldn't stand the dust. She couldn't stand the mess. She didn't like it like that. She liked order. And so I know when she comes to my house, it's got to just drive her absolutely bonkers.
She looks around the room and she's picking out everything that's not up to her specifications.
Right. Yeah. I don't think she does that as much anymore because she's gotten to the point with her health and age, she just doesn't care as much. But I know early on it drove her absolutely nuts when the boys were especially really little. You know, and that's the thing. I mean, our house is, it gets messy. I will be dead honest. Like right now, I looked at our kitchen table last night. Corey's been in the middle of new computers and getting laptops set and all of that. And I looked at my kitchen table last night and I was like, how much of this stuff can actually be thrown away now? Because it's starting to drive me a little crazy, right? Like it's been enough days where now I'm kind of like, it needs to go. So it gets messy in here. It really does, but it's never dirty. I think there's a difference between mess and dirty. And that's kind of where our bridge is. Like I never let it get dirty, but it gets messy. It gets cluttery. I mean, things get thrown and sometimes it doesn't get put away or people don't feel like it. And it waits for a couple of days until we actually get around to it. So I guess there's that, but it's never dirty. There's a difference. I really feel like there's a difference between the two. So,
I get it.
And at least there's no aspen glitter that's like usually, I mean, you'll get aspen glitter, but it's kept to a dull roar. It's kept to a dull roar in the house because if you ever smell it, if my house ever smells like dog or it looks like dog, then I have a problem. I know that sounds weird, but that's kind of my criteria for keeping the house clean. If you walk in and you're like, oh, you have a dog, that's a big issue.
Well, and it's tough, though, too, during the winter months.
Yes.
I mean, you got the windows, they're closed, and they do tend to stink it up a little bit.
They get a little smelly. They get a little dog smell on them. She gets sprayed down every day when she gets brushed with an organic deodorizer, so I don't get too much of a dog smell. And I try not to bathe her very much in the winter because of the cold temperatures. I don't want it to dry out her skin. So it's a fine line that you walk when you're a dog owner.
Oh, totally.
Sure.
I know when they both come into my office. And if I close the door, I'll come back in. It'll be like, oh, boy, you two stink.
Sometimes it's just the panting, though, from the puppy breath. You know, like, yeah, that's yuck. Because you get that in the car, too, sometimes. And you're like, seriously, could you close your mouth? You need to let me brush your teeth a little bit more.
It's a
like,
mouthwash.
Right? She does have that in her doggy bowl, too, every day, by the way. It's clear, doesn't taste like anything, so it helps that a little bit, too.
Yeah.
Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. Beautiful today, rain on the way for tomorrow. Sean Cable's going to tell us more in just a moment. We'll have a look at sports with Mike Ganger. Right now, your community calendar brought to you by Community First Bank.
This is Kim Smeltz from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, let's discuss the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon. Contact me today to help align your strategy with your retirement dream.
Experience the difference at Community First Bank. CFBankInvestmentCenter.com. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. On Saturday, March 9th, it's the 39th annual Reedsburg Fire Department Team Bowling Tournament. This one-day-only event will be happening at Brewster's Lanes. Bowling will happen in three different shifts. The noon shift still has availability. Visit Reedsburg Fire Department on Facebook for all the details or go to reedsburgfire.org. Also on Saturday, March 9th, it's the 12th annual Food Fair and Farmers Market. This is happening at Sacred Heart School Gym, 545 North Oak Street in Reedsburg. Free admission for the event is 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. on Saturday, March 9th. Food and process demos will be happening in the gym. Get more details by checking out Food Fair 12th Annual Sacred Heart School Gym on Facebook. It's time for the annual Baraboo Kiwanis Pancake and Egg Breakfast. This event is going to take place on Sunday, March 10th from 8 a.m. until noon. $7 for adults. Kids eat for $3. Ticket sales will be supporting things such as the Baraboo Riverwalk, scholarships, Camp Wabik, Boys and Girls Club, Kids Ranch, Giving Tree, and more. And again, this is on Sunday, March 10th, 8 a.m. until noon at Baraboo High School. BaraboooKiwanis.org for more details.
High fashion doesn't have to mean a high price tag. Amber Lux Consignment Boutique in downtown Baraboo has name brand women, men, infant, and children clothing items, shoes, designer handbags, gift items, and much more. Women owned and operated, Amber Lux Consignment Boutique is located at 121 5th Street in Baraboo. New items are added daily. Stop in Tuesday through Saturday to find your new fashion focus for less at Amber Lux Consignment Boutique of Baraboo.
Time for sports on Max FM. It's brought to you by Napa Auto Parts.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa and Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. We make hydraulic hoses from a quarter to 2 inches on the spot. We also custom bend hydraulic steel lines up to an inch and a quarter and 20 feet long. Ready for you in 1 to 2 days. For heavy equipment operators, industrial and farm, and the do-it-yourselfer. We'll get you the parts you need and back on the job. Shop Napa in Baraboo and Portage for hydraulic hoses and steel lines.
Get the good stuff.
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger. The girls' state basketball tournament gets started at the Resch Center in Green Bay. It's going to open up with semifinals for Division III. Edgewood and Baldwin-Woodville will start things off at 1:35. About 15 minutes after that game comes to an end, it's going to be Xavier versus Kettle Moraine and Lutheran. Then for Division IV, it'll be the semifinals. Laconia will go against the Prairie School. And number 3, Cuba City, will be challenging McDonald Catholic. Semifinals for Divisions 1, 2, and 5 will be held on Friday. And then all 5 of the championship games are coming up on a Saturday. In addition to that, it's also going to be sectional semifinals for boys basketball. In Division 3, Sectional 3, Stoughton, the one seed, will go against number 2, Mount Horeb. Pewaukee and Wauwatosa West will meet on the other side of that one. That game will be played in Beaver Dam. In Division 3, for Sectional 3, Wisconsin Dells, the 3 seed, is going to be taking on Platteville tonight in Dodgeville. Lakeside Lutheran and Lake Mills on the other side of that bracket. You can check out the full bracket and all the details at WIAWI.org. Golden State Warriors put an end to what was a 6-game winning streak for the Milwaukee Bucks. They do it in dominating fashion. 125-90 the final, the home victory for the Warriors. Giannis returned to the court and had 23 points. Damian Lillard and Bobby Portis each with 20 in the game. Bucks shot just 38% from the field, Warriors 56%. They were nearly 50% from the three-point line as well. Steph Curry had 6 triples in the game, finished with 29 points. Bucks now 41-22 for the season. Warriors improved to 33-28. Bucks will remain in California for the next 3 games. Tomorrow night, they'll be in L.A. to go against the Lakers. Sunday, they'll stay in L.A. to meet the Clippers. And then they'll finish up this West Coast swing with a matchup against the Kings next Tuesday. A lone Big Ten game tonight is going to be the Wisconsin Badgers hosting Rutgers. 6 o'clock is going to be the tip-off. That one's on FS1. Wisconsin 18-11 for the season. Rutgers comes into this one 15-14. It's a penultimate game for the Badgers, who will wrap up the regular season on Sunday in Purdue. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger.
Max FM weather brought to you by The Jeweler's Edge, a full-service jeweler since 2013. The Jeweler's Edge, 416 Oak Street, downtown Baraboo.
Max FM, Gem City weather.
It's going to be another mild one today, partly cloudy. We'll get to 53 for a high this afternoon. Southeast wind at 5 to 15. Tonight, becoming cloudy with some scattered rain after midnight, 37. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain likely. We could get a quarter to a half inch, high of 45 with rain mixing with snow by Friday night into Saturday. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce is made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. It's wicked good. Grandpa's BBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
99.7.
It's 8:55 right now, warming up nicely this morning. Oh, I'm excited for that 53-degree day that we're about to see. Rain tomorrow, we need it, but not so much, right? Here's Crystal Waters, 100% Pure Love on 99.7 Max FM.
It's 12 past midnight. Don't close your eyes. Your soul's up for life, and I'll be by your side. I've come to take you there, show you how to care. Just be aware. You'll have to share. I want you love. I want it tonight. I'm taking your heart, so don't you fight. I'll be your answer. I'll be your wish. I'll be your fantasy. Your favorite dish. I'm back to the middle and round again. I'm gonna be there till the end. 100% pure love. From the back to the middle and round again. I'm gonna be there till the end. 100% pure love.
Your song
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 8:58 right now. That's a good one this morning, Finn. I like Crystal Waters. I know. It's been a while. I was so excited when I saw it come up. I'm like, oh, we're definitely playing that this morning. we've got some celebrating to do with these calendar days. You know, some of those little things that pop up on us that help us get to the weekend just a little bit quicker, or maybe just take our minds off the fact that we're sitting at work for another day. Name tag day is today. I don't know if we're supposed to wear our name tags everywhere, if we're supposed to put a different name on our name tag, you know, hello, my name is kind of thing. I hate name tags. I absolutely
don't
hate
them. Don't
you
feel like a dork when you wear a name tag?
You walk into a convention and they're like, oh, here's your name tag. You know, and they give you like this lanyard or like the sticky on one. And you're like, no. I could definitely do without this right now. National Be Heard Day is also today. Well, I make sure that's what my day is every single day. But this is, you know, a day that really looks at big companies who are dominating things like the advertising market. And the smaller businesses often find it hard to be heard. So this is a day for smaller companies to be engaged in making sure that they are seen and they're heard, and to make sure they have effective strategies to make that happen. So there you go. National Be Heard Day. I love that. Always supporting those smaller businesses. It's a good way to go.
Exactly. Yep.
We have so many around